So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
For the last time in 2024, let's welcome back Bob Durkin, President, CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, as always, great to be here. I cannot believe we've been doing this through the course of this entire year.
Yes, it's true. So 2024 soon will be in the books. We're looking obviously at 2025 for Northeast PA. You do an annual membership directory every year. It comes out in February, and it's a great networking tool. You can get it. Think of it as a phone book for local businesses, but it's online as well. And you have a theme every year. What's this year's theme?
This year's theme is Dream Big.
Ooh.
And, Dream Big.
Yeah. And it really sort of, you know, we touch a few different notes with this one. Internally, of course, we speak about the chamber itself and our multiple affiliates. And then likewise, you know, thinking beyond that, not just, you know, looking at the history of the region, that there's an awful lot of big dreams that have been fulfilled over the years, and some folks don't really realize that.
Yeah, because they grew up, if you're younger, and you've grown up with all of these places like Montage Mountain and the Rail Riders, which were the Red Barons. So we had thinking big that led us to where we are. There's other things as well. What do you look at as you look through Northeast PA that are concrete examples of how we were thinking big?
Results from dreaming big.
Yeah, Nancy, you just brought up a couple of them. I mean, but let's go back a little further and say Montage Mountain. Montage Mountain itself, you know, some now probably, I should have the date in front of me, but well, like 40 plus years ago, when it had been a watershed for Pennsylvania Gas and Water at the time, now PG, Pennsylvania American, and UGI separately, once they started putting in the filtration plants, and Nancy can appreciate this because she's been a native. Remember the GR diocese?
Oh, God, right? Yes.
So it was back. It was the problem that was created with the health concern related to that that ultimately led to the filtration plants, and filtration plants allowed Pennsylvania American Gas and Water, and now Pennsylvania American, to divest themselves of some of these properties. So there sat Montage Mountain between Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, towering over Route 81, but nothing but a watershed. And it was the idea of creating a ski resort up there, which was the genesis of which was from the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. It was a spinoff group of leaders from the chamber who created Montage Inc. And with that, you know, built the early iteration of Montage as a ski resort. And now just look at it now. The plan then and the big dream then wasn't to build a ski resort. In fact, that was just a means to an end, right? Mm-hmm. So you see all of the development up there, the residential development, Glenmara, the Shopset montage, all the corporate elements on Glenmara Corporate Boulevard. All of that stemmed from the big dream of saying, all right, let's do something with this mountain. And it started with Montage itself.
And it went to Red Barons, yep, which became Rail Riders. But and then, obviously, with Montage, we also then ended up with an amphitheater and a concert venue and just really great stuff.
It is interesting, too, because having grown up in New Jersey, I think I first heard of Montage as a ski resort. Yeah. People would travel up here and then later found out, wait, it's a concert venue, too. So, again, it started something that was just used for a completely different purpose. Yeah. Now had two different identities, both of which brought people to the area.
Yeah, and I would add three with the Rail Riders and AAA baseball. So you know all those pieces came together because of that first big dream to do something up at that mountain.
Right.
But you know, again, you know, being the chamber guy, I also look back to economic development activities across northeastern Pennsylvania. So as I think I've mentioned in the past, through the Scranton Lackawanna Industrial Building Company, SLIPCO, our building arm of the chamber, we have built 15 different business and industrial parks across Lackawanna County. And that all happened post-World War II. So we're going back even a lot further than the Montage situation. But it wasn't just Lackawanna County, right? In Luzerne County, you have CANDU with Humboldt Park, Humboldt Industrial Park, which has been a tremendous success. You've had Hanover Industrial Park and Center Point more recently here, mm-hmm, Grimes Industrial Park in Pittston over the history. So the chambers across the region have been a part of the big dream with economic development. I mean, these were big investments at the time and to some degree risky investments for the chambers and their industrial development arms. But just look at all the jobs, look at all the businesses, look at the private investment. You know, hundreds of millions of dollars in private investment that's taken place because of that. Again, somewhere along the line, and I wasn't there,
right,
some leaders in different spaces across the region said, hey, let's do this. I'm really off on a bad timeline here because I keep going back further in history. But how about, I still think about this. Think about the whole idea of Lake Wallenpaupack.
Right.
I mean, Lake Wallenpaupack didn't exist. It's a man-made lake. And somewhere along the line, PPNL back then, before PPL, when they were generating energy, decided to create a dam up there in, you know, that part of northeastern Pennsylvania. And they've basically bought all this incredible amount of land, dammed it up, and flooded it. And that's what Lake Wallenpaupack is. And think about, again, what's happened up there in that part of northeastern Pennsylvania, not just from a recreational standpoint, but economic development standpoint.
I mean, it's Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
That's right. And so we're talking about, it's a work in progress all the time.
That's right.
So as you talk about what we've done in the past, things change. Things have been changing. And we have to be creative and try to be a step ahead. And dreaming big is, I guess, when you're in a room and you're all talking, you want to hear from everybody and you say, like, no idea is crazy enough, right? Just let's brainstorm.
Yeah. And well, how about, again, we keep touching on these various things all over the northeastern Pennsylvania timeline. The medical school, you know, Geisinger Commonwealth School of Medicine now. Again, that was a group of community leaders meeting over breakfast over the course of a year or so that said, this would be a great idea. Let's try to make this happen. Big dream. Absolutely. 9 out of 10 people would have said, that's crazy. That's never going to happen. It's too expensive. It's too big. And yet it's been an incredible success and continues to be an incredibly important element of the overall healthcare scheme in northeastern Pennsylvania in terms of educating people, but also as an economic development engine. It's a big operation. And it's, you know, now that it's connected with Geisinger, it isn't just the medical college itself up on Olive Street in Scranton. It is connected, the educational components of Geisinger as a whole are interconnected there.
Right.
And so what's happening in Danville, what's happening in Geisinger Wyoming Valley, what's happening in a whole host of other areas across our region, all had its genesis with that group of business leaders sitting over coffee and scrambled eggs sometime, right, 15, 20 years ago and said, hey, do you think this big dream can be a reality?
So how do we do you talk about dream big, but how do you deal with people who might have ideas? Do you actually have meetings or is the public invited to, or business leaders invited to come up with ideas? I mean, I guess you have your own conversations, but how do you get people to talk about dreaming big and then, you know, giving you ideas on what they think would work?
Well, I would contend that the structure of our chambers of commerce are a starting point. So in other words, we have our chamber boards, and I say multiple chambers across northeastern Pennsylvania, where there are business leaders, community leaders, who are stepping up and saying, hey, we have to address this issue, or we have to address that issue. And it almost always, it seems to me, starts with, okay, what is the need? And the best way for these issues to play themselves out in a positive way is when there is a legitimate need that the community recognizes. For example, oftentimes people talk about, you know, downtowns, historic downtowns, back the iteration of downtowns from the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. And when the economy changed and strip malls and other retail operations were moving away from the downtowns, there was the panic of, well, what do we do? And people had different opinions, and they, you know, haggled over what should happen, and maybe they tried a little of this, a little of that, oftentimes sort of half-heartedly because they didn't have the consensus of the community behind them. And in the Pennsylvania Downtown Center, which is the statewide organization that deals with downtowns, one of the things that they often talk about when it comes to a central business district, just using this as an example, is you have to get to the point where it's a critical point. Everybody has to agree, all right, we see the problem. And until you get to that point, you really don't have a consensus. One small individual or group of people aren't necessarily going to be successful with the big dream if it's just their dream.
Right.
It has to be something that...
Got to get buy-in.
That's right. The community needs to buy into these things. So these forums, Chamber of Commerce meetings and gatherings and the like, are one form. But we're lucky in this area because we have other entities. The Institute for Public Policy, Terry Oom's operation, I think does a great job facilitating broad conversations. So if you look at the way the Institute operates, and I'm not here to do a commercial for the Institute per se, except to say that they're a great partner of ours. If you look at the way they're structured, they have really important subcommittees on a host of different topics, healthcare, housing, you know, and a number of other areas. And they have gathered individuals, leaders, people from all over northeastern Pennsylvania, not just from Wilkes-Barre or Luzerne County or Lackawanna County or Scranton. There are cross-sections of individuals from different groups that meet on a regular basis, and they have started a process which I think will help us dream big in the future. And that is helping identify the problems, bringing together, you know, a cross-section of leaders with ideas, using their talents, which is research, you know, that's what they do best, to develop white papers and to do studies of best practices elsewhere in the country. You know, in other words, we have an issue with housing, we have an issue with childcare, we have an issue with something else, and we're not alone. So let's see who else is working on those issues and find the best practices. That can become the genesis of the next big idea.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every region in this country has a personality. Northeastern Pennsylvania has its own personality. I'd emailed Bob. I said, you know, one thing people will say is, oh, people just don't like change. But then hearing you go through some of these ideas, obviously change has been happening. It continues to happen. So what is the secret to kind of threading that needle to making progress happen, to make these dreams come true without the loud minority going, no, we don't like that? That's got to be a real challenge.
It's controversial, too, because sometimes it requires public money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, as I said before, I think it's all about consensus building. Consensus building that there is a need, either a problem or a need or an opportunity, right? Sort of the community SWOT analysis, right? You know, whenever there's a problem, and by the way, whenever there's a challenge, there's an opportunity. And right now, an example of this, and I'm hoping that it holds together through the current political climate, is the issue of Amtrak. And I know we've touched on it a little bit before, and I know we're going to be touching on it a lot more, and we're hoping to be touching on it in the long run. But it's the idea of there is an interest and a need that is somewhat regional. So let's think about transportation and infrastructure, right? So I'm driving down here today on 81, and anybody that knows the corridor will tell you that at different times of the day, it suddenly slows down. Right. Well, to try to address that, PennDOT is looking at an alternative, as we know, to use the turnpike as a you know, an opportunity to work around the congestion on 81, basically between the Scranton and Wilkes-Barre.
The loop.
Yeah. And now whether that's the right answer or not is, in a sense, isn't really important. It's that somebody is taking the lead to say, this is a challenge. This is a problem. Let's look at what our options are. So maybe that's going to be an option, if not the true answer, but at least it's being explored in a very public way. And I think that's the best way to do this. People get a chance to voice their opinions. And let me just say that as far as the Amtrak is concerned, there's a very big, you have to take a wider view on that, because the bigger issue there from a transportation standpoint is the corridor between Northeastern Pennsylvania and New York City. And right now, if you ever drive there, you know, we often say one of the great things about being from, you know, Northeastern Pennsylvania is we're 2 hours from New York City. But let's say the reality is, you can see New York City in 2 hours. You can't get into New York City in 2 hours. And that's partly because the 80 corridor, the 380-80 corridor, is so congested. So if you start thinking about the big picture of long-term transportation opportunities, both, you know, both for business and for pleasure, thinking now, big dream now, of trying to establish that Amtrak corridor will have, and no doubt in my mind, will have an impact on that overall congestion across Northeastern Pennsylvania and between here and New York in the long run.
I think, Nancy, you were off the day that story broke about how people were starting to go, well, wait a second. We don't know if we want to use the turnpike because we don't want to pay. One of my favorite books on like idea creation, about the Disney Imagineers who come up with all their ideas. And the one of their creative brainstorming ideas is to say, nothing is off the table. Just ask the question, what if, and add a new suggestion. When we talked about it, people were saying they didn't want to use the turnpike because I'm not going to pay
expensive
money. And I said, well, what if there's a way? What if there's a way to use the technology through Easy Pass so people who are local don't pay? It's only for people who are coming through. Mm-hmm. And people were suddenly going, oh, well, that's, I like that better. So again, like sometimes we're so quick to go negative that we don't explore
these
options.
Try to find other options.
Not everything is going to work, but still.
There's a brainstorming concept called storyboarding. We did it years ago at the chamber. I'm talking about when I was vice president of the chamber. So this is 30 plus years ago. We had a room full of community leaders. And I believe at the time it was the Times Tribune was using it for various purposes. So they brought in their staff and others to help us with it. And I'm mentioning it because I thought it was one of the craziest but also most interesting things that I saw. The rule was you had Nerf balls. Everybody had Nerf balls in front of them. And they also had chips. Think about like bingo chips, three of them, as I recall. When a topic was brought up, you could use one of your chips to speak on the topic for a minute, 1 minute. And if you went over it, everybody would pelt you with Nerf balls.
Simple. This sounds like it should have been used when dealing with me.
Well, the way it was brought to the table was, you know, this is an example of what happens when you bring an idea to the public. You're going to get pelted with things, and it's sometimes it's just Nerf balls, and sometimes it's more stronger than that. But the point being is everybody should have a right to do it, right, an opportunity to do it. So it ended up being a really fun exercise about, I can't remember, I think it was about downtown Scranton at the time, but it was, the whole idea was like, give everybody a chance to speak.
We started this talking about the annual membership directories out. The theme is Dream Big. Bob Durkin, what is your dream big idea that you someday hope to get off the ground and make happen here?
Well, we are involved in the Amtrak issue in a positive way.
Anything beyond what we've heard about?
Yeah, well, let me just say, you know, one major lift at a time.
Okay. All right.
No, here's what I would say. The topics that are emerging right now overall are issues about affordable housing, childcare, transportation infrastructure in the long run. And so these are problems that are from the chamber's perspective, are workforce problems. You know, other community organizations, social service agencies, for example, may look at those issues, you know, affordable housing, from one perspective, and that's fine. We're glad that everybody's, you know, bringing their perspective to the table. We represent the Chamber of Commerce. We represent the business community's perspective, and that is this having an impact on our members and on the business community as a whole? Their ability to get workers, either to attract people to come to the area, yeah, to get young people to stay in the area. And the clear answer to that is yes, it is a problem. So what is the next big thing we all have to be involved in? Chamber doesn't have to be the leader on this, but the community needs to be involved in a concerted plan and process. And there will be multiple layers to this thing to address the housing needs of Northeastern Pennsylvanians. And one of the things that I often say is an advantage that we have, it sounds like a wrong way to put it, but we're a class B city, second class city in the sense of we're not as big as a New York or a Philadelphia or a Pittsburgh or others across the country. But that might be looked at sometimes as a negative, but I see it as a positive because we're smaller, we can be more nimble. You know, we should, if we can bring our resources together and get community consensus, we should be able to act quickly, a lot quicker than others can. And that's the challenge before us on some of those other issues. And it's going to take time, and good ideas take time to nurture. We don't even have the answer. I mean, I've seen and read a number of best practices on the issue, say, of affordable housing. We've heard and seen what the problems are on childcare. I'm not sure that I've yet seen a real clear answer to dealing with that issue, but it is an issue that affects business all over Northeastern Pennsylvania. And clearly, you know, it also affects families.
But you're not saying no. You're saying, I mean, you have to keep dreaming. You have to keep dreaming.
Yeah. Big. Yeah. I mean, I consider myself more of a technocrat, which is to say the chamber team that we have, our job is to bring together community leaders, the chamber board members. Part of their responsibility is to be the visionaries to help us bring to the table some of the big picture and big ideas. And then it's the staff's job to take those ideas and work them through to see what, you know, what's possible, what resources may be available to address these things. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, for the better part, just the fact that we're talking about and recognizing that there are issues, oftentimes maybe it doesn't become that big dream, doesn't become a monstrous answer, doesn't become a montage or a Lake Wall and Pawpack, but answers, smaller bites, can help build that dream one step at a time rather than having to be one big, you know, answer to a problem.
One step at a time, not 100 or 1,000 steps,
right,
all at
that's
once.
Right. Well, the journey, yes, journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I always get a kick out of an old mentor of mine used to say, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So the elephant might be the big dream,
yeah,
but to get there, it takes a lot of little steps.
I mean,
or bites.
Yeah, I mean, just the reaction from people. I thought about this when I started reading about fads, and I don't know if I came up with this quote or whatever, but it was every next big thing started off as a bad idea that people said no to.
Yeah.
Everything started off as something that would never work until it did.
Yeah.
The annual membership directory for the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce doesn't come out till February. But again, the theme this year, dream big. Yeah. I love this. Can I be on the cover?
We'll have to work on that, Jason.
What if, to reference my previous statement, Bob Durkin, thank you for being on with us again. We do this the second Tuesday of every month, yeah, and then the podcast lives forever.
Well, Jason, I always get a kick out of this because when I'm coming down here or preparing to come down, I'm thinking, all right, how can I fill 10 minutes? Next thing I know, you saying, okay, we're at 18, 20 minutes. It's time to stop.
It's amazing, right? And it's like, yeah, it's wild how it all works out like that. Time goes fast. The conversation's easy when you believe in what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and you,
I'm a disciple of Dale Carnegie. Don't talk about things you don't know. You'll be exposed otherwise. But
for example, if I said, oh, Dale Carnegie loved his deli, I would be exposed for being a fool. But I know that's not the case.
Yeah. It's and I, let me say, as we're wrapping up the year on this, that, yeah. How much I appreciate you and Nancy and WILK and Odyssey
you,
for yeah. giving us this forum. I hope it some people are finding it interesting, if not thought-provoking. And I'm looking forward to the next year. And happy holidays and a happy new year to everybody.
Now we can Merry Christmas it again. I think we're back to that without... And I guess I'm technically Jewish by birth, so all of you say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Bob Durkin, CEO, President, Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. This has been the Local Business Community Update. Again, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff to you and your family. And we'll talk again in 2025. That doesn't even sound real.
And the same to you and your family, Jason.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.